This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, good afternoon. How about that, Jewel? I'm already way ahead of the game. Good morning, everybody. And good morning to you, Miss Jules. How's it going?
Hey, pretty good, Laurie. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good on this gloomy day as we tape on Thursday. It's very gloomy. There were some peaks of sun, which I was in my glory, but it's gloomy. But it's mild, and that's signs of things to come, good things to come, and I'm happy about that. So I love the spring, so I love that it's coming, and can't wait for those pretty little cute little crocus and everyone else to rear their cute little heads and pop out of the ground, and I love all that new beginning stuff, and robins' nests, and, you know, birds, and I'm hearing birds in the morning, which I love, so, yeah, it's okay, it's good, this week has been beautiful weather-wise, temperature-wise, I should say, and I'm happy about that, happy,
good.
And we're moving forward, moving on up to the east side. Anyway, well, I'd like to say west side there, but so anyway, lots happening, lots going on, Jules. I'd like to say that I did, as I said in one of my previous shows, that one of my goals this year was to get my new exercise bike and to get moving with that, because I have an older one that I had wanted to get a new one. And I have an older one, so I'm happy. I kept saying, I'm going. So finally, this Monday, I went up to fitness headquarters, and I went in, and I had a nice conversation with the salesman. His name is Rob. He was a delight. And I ended up getting my bike, and it's coming next Thursday. Actually, it's going to be delivered, and I'm just excited about it. So next week I'll have my new wheels, at least my wheel on the inside, and I'm very happy. It can act as a spinning bike because you can adjust the tension and you can stand on it, but I probably will not use it as such. There's no monitors. There's no bells and whistles. It's a straight cherry, like a candy apple red bike. It's got black accents. It's really pretty, and it's cool looking and simple. No monitors, nothing. I wanted a bike to get on and ride and do what I can do and use my weights while I'm on my bike. And that's what I did. Went up, was out of there in an hour, got what I wanted, and I walked out of there skipping, because I love when I do what I say I'm going to do, and that happens a lot, but when it comes to exercise, it's something I think we can all push back a little, And so I fulfilled one of my exercise goals with my indoor bike, and I have to go and get my other bike, my e-bike, which I'm getting. So I'll report back when I get that. But right now, the exercise bike, it's on its way. It's signed, sealed, and almost delivered. So I'm just so excited. But I have to say, Julie, before I tell you, Rob at Fitness Headquarters was just the nicest guy. We had the nicest conversation that, you know, went from one thing to another. He's just a great guy. He said he was going to listen, and I said, well, I hope you listen, because I'm going to give you a big shout-out. So if anybody is in the market for equipment or their home or wherever else, go on up and talk to Rob. It was a pleasure. He was honest. He was very forthright, and I'm delighted with it. This is the second time I've purchased machinery from that business. I bought an elliptical, a gym equivalent elliptical, many, 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 many years ago, Precor. And I gave it to my sister because it's quite the machine, big thing. I didn't want it any longer because I no longer wanted to use an elliptical. And I gave it to my sister. And to this day, my sister still uses it. And she runs on it, you know, runs with it. So I said there has never been once that sucker broke or that I needed anyone to come and look at it. All the years that my boys and I use that bike or use the elliptical, and then Barbara, and she never has told me there's an issue. So it's I've had a good experience in the past. And Donna Barbetti had gotten a bike. She and Mike bought an exercise bike there. So I thought, you know, I'm going back, and I did. And I'm happy. Of course, got on the bike to, you know, feel what it was like and see if I liked it. And, yeah, it was good. And it has wheels that you can, you know, move it around. So it's not like you have to pull it or do anything. You can lift it. It's actually light, and you can lift it up, and the front wheels, and you just can move into another room or move to wherever. Very, very easy to get around and to move. So, yeah, so I'm very happy. So here it is, Jewel, one check off my exercise box there.
Excellent, excellent. I have a check off of my list of goals, too.
Which is?
I think this will count. Well, remember we talked about a couple weeks ago, maybe more than a couple, about sewing again, doing embroidery.
Yes.
And I actually did, because for one of my nephew's birthdays, he was interested in, he had found a counted cross stitch ornament that I had made many years ago at Christmas time. And he was asking about, how did you do this? Where did this come from? You know, how did you make it? And so I was telling him, and he seemed interested. And I thought, well, you know, his birthday's coming up. Maybe I'll get him a little kit to add to his present, and we'll see if he wants to try it. And so in the process of doing that, I kind of went in a little archaeological dig in this sewing box that I have underneath my bed that I have not opened this in ages. And everything in there, it was like opening a time capsule. It was funny because everything's totally organized and well-preserved. Everything was labeled. There were brand-new kits in there that I never made. And so the instructions with the new kits are not as complete, in my opinion, as the ones that we used to get, you know, years ago when I was doing this. And so I wanted to look at the instructions just to, as a refresher for myself, before I sat down with him to show him. And in doing that, I was like, ooh, I forgot how much fun this was. So I started, there was a really beautiful kit, and the design is a bike and all these flowers. And I thought, well, Laurie would like this. Yeah. And so I started doing it. And I was like, wow, I forgot how much fun this was. Like, it really felt good to like sit and make something, and it was very relaxing. So I need to do it, even if it's just a few minutes at a time. And, so I think we each checked off something on our list of goals. This is good.
Yes. So what I'm going to ask you, because speaking of that, Julie had given me for my birthday three flower embroidery kits. So they're small little embroidered hoops with the pressed stamp of the flower, and then the threads and the needle and the whole thing. So I need to learn. I know there's a little instruction, but I need to learn. I'm a auditory learner, so I need someone to tell me this. So you can, if you would, when you and I get together next, let's do that so I can start these, because I put the sunflower, there are three individual flowers, and like you said, you could get them framed, and I have these three little they're painted on velvet, little tiny, they're beautiful. I don't know if you ever noticed them in my kitchen. My mom had bought them for me years ago, and they're three different paintings. One's a basket, and I don't even know what the other two are, and they're actually hand-painted on a velvet background. So they're little. They're only, geez, maybe 3x2 or 2x3x3, and they're so pretty, and they hang. You can't tell they're velvet, but they're beautiful. And so I would love to get those three, once I finish them, framed. So I have to focus on that, too. I took it out, I started it, and I thought, I better wait and make sure I'm doing this. So if you don't mind, I'm going to need your expertise when you come to make sure I'm doing this the right way.
Yeah.
So
let's have a craft
number
hour
one,
for sure.
That's
yeah,
it. Publicly, I thank you, Julie, for that.
Yay.
Because I can't wait.
Welcome.
I know I can't wait.
Because it's fun to revisit these things that we have put aside for so long. You get busy and you don't do them, and it's really a void when you think about it in your life when you're not creating things.
Well, it is.
That you enjoy.
No,
yeah.
I was getting my nails and my toes done today, and I looked over at the art room on the 300 a pen, and that made me think I got a call there because I haven't been painting and I want to do that, and she does teach adult classes there. So I have to call over there and see when that next adult class starts, because I'd like to get back into doing that. And and I told you that I had bought, which we talked about on the show before, I bought it's a larger embroidery hoop kind of with on material, like a cotton material, and it shows you all of the different knots and the different stitches that you can use, and it's sort of just like a starter kit. And I never did that because the thing isn't stamped. So I have to, there's no instruction in the box. You have to go online and do it. So I have to take the time and do that. But, yeah, let's do that, Joel, because these are things, these creative things that as I told you before, my grandmother embroidered all the time. And my children have two blankets. Each of her great-grandchildren she embroidered blankets for, and both of them are sitting on the edge of their beds. And it's just so nice because she did it, and then she put her initials on the bottom, which was so cute. But I used to embroider all the time, and I stopped doing it. And I just need to, there's something peaceful, and I love the end result. I love anything embroidered. So it's good to be in touch with your creative side. It's good for the mind. It's good for your blood pressure. Just everything. Just to, you know me, anything to do with the arts is a good thing. So, between biking and and doing all the things I do to be, a thinner version of myself, because I can officially tell you guys that I, as of Saturday, am down 50 pounds to the ounce, Julie. Five
congratulations.
Pounds removed, yes.
That is amazing.
Yep.
That's amazing. That's great.
And I'm
love your e-bike. I can't wait till you get that.
Yeah, and then I get that. So there'll be a little bit of a smaller version. You know, my rear will be smaller on the bike moving around, and it's just, it's a good thing. And as I said, the only thing I haven't done is incorporate, get back into the exercise world, and that's why I'm doing that. But, you know, I don't shy away from telling people I've been on every diet and known to man through my adult life, and just nothing ever really kicked in, and I decided that I was giving the GLP-1 medicines a shot, and to see how that to see if that would help. And I am doing Zepbound, and that's the name of the one I'm on, which is a Lilly product, and I'm you know, you have there. You're always with anything. There's always things that, you know, that you have to take the good with the bad, minor things. Right. But I'm doing well. It's 9.5 months. Not to be confused with 9.5 weeks, Julie, the movie. But nine and a half months. And, yeah, so I'm thrilled. And so it just makes for, you know, just makes a better, the exercise will make all, you know, all things better when it comes to weight loss. So it's good, and it's just a good thing for me anyway. So, but yes, 5-0, Jewel, on the button.
Amazing.
So,
that's great.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful news, and what a great way to start spring, really.
Yeah, exactly. So it's all good. And then, and like I said, just those things that, anything to make you feel better, because as we all know, I have a bad knee, my right knee. I had a torn meniscus, and I never got anything done to it or anything else. And so I have arthritis in my knee, and it's been an issue for a long time. And I'm trying like the Dickens to not have to, you know, get a replacement. I'm sure I will eventually, but right now I don't want to. And as much as I can stay away from it, so having weight off of that has been, it's just been easier to get around and less painful. And, yeah, so it's been working out well. So we'll just keep on pushing forward, Jewel. That's my nightly prayer. Just please let me keep on moving forward. That's all we can ask for.
That's
so
right.
Here we are. And so in light of that, we are going to take a quick break. You're listening this morning to The Laurie Cadden Show, and we will be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And I am with the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Julie, why don't you tell everybody what you do?
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Yay. Jewel, did we talk about, I think we talked about on this show that my son Sean, who's he actually is finishing his second clerkship in Connecticut with a Second Circuit judge, and he'll be finished, I think, in July, and he gets married in June 21st here at the Scranton Cultural Center. And I know we've talked about that, and I'm so happy because it's here, and I feel like I'm sort of like the mother of the bride because it is here, and my sister and I doing a lot of the help with organizing and, you know, the place, the catering, the decorating, the event, the music, all of that, minus the band, because they did get the band, but the music for the church and the cocktail hour and such, the rehearsal dinner. So we're, you know, it's all happening, and, you know, it's So I, of course, had to get the ultimate of what I need to do once this, the planning is, you know, that was done months and months ago. So now it's just putting things into place. But it was the almighty dress. The almighty dress for Sean's mother, Laurie Catton. So, and I don't think, did I say this before that I, did I tell you that I found my dress?
No, you did not. That's,
yes,
that's
well,
great.
I did.
That's good.
Yep. So, it's, I'm getting it from my dear friends, the Gilmartins, Nada and Company. And I'm in the process. I will show you, Jewel, when we get together, what it will be and such. But anyway, we're ironing out the details. But I've, I was so happy because once I knew that's what I want, it was like, it was instant. And that's pretty much how I am anyway. I don't really vacillate over that kind of stuff. When I see something, I sort of have an eye and I know what it is and I want it and that's it. I don't have to go, nor do I usually say, oh, I wish I did this, or I kind of am always happy for the most part with my decisions and making of that kind of stuff. So I'm so happy.
You're
I found it. That's it. I said to Nada and Katie, that's it. I'm done. No vacillating. It's it. And it was the first time I went in, and I'm just so excited. And they are just such wonderful people to deal with, and they do this so often. And because, as I said, Julie, I am not one of those mothers of the groom who can show up, shut up, and wear beige.
Right.
I'm
so what
not
color
that person.
Is it?
Well, we're debating because there's a couple. There's like four or five colors. And I'm debating.
Okay.
I did pick a color out with the help of my friend Deb Dudley and I. She came with me, and she did pick out this color that was beautiful. It's kind of a pink, like a mauve-y pink color, and it's iridescent. So there's like a greenish, it's like a celery green and a gold threading in with the pink, like, and it throws all three of those colors depending on, because of the iridescence in the fabric, it's beautiful. So I love that, but we're waiting for the swatches of color, which is, you know, what you would do to make sure it's what you want. And that's my next step. And then we move forward with everything else. So, yeah. So,
well, that's a big thing off your list. That's a huge thing off your list, really. And it's great that you were able to buy local on this one. Wonderful. I mean, and super local. They're in Scranton. So wonderful.
Yep.
This is good.
Yeah. And that's how I am anyway. I like to buy things from people in my own hometown and do that. I try to do that as often as I can. Not that I don't order from Amazon or other things, but for the most part, those are the things I do, and I'm happy to do it. But not in Katie. I mean, the store is wonderful. And if you have never been, you maybe you're living under a rock, but you should go down and see them because they have wonderful things. They really do, gifts and clothing and bags and cocktail purses and just jewelry and home goods and lamps and just such lovely things. They always have the nicest things. So, and they're so easy to deal with. And Nada's been in business now for so long. Started in Clark Summit, was in two different places downtown, and now they're over on the corner of Marion Kapaus and Marion, right on the corner across from Nearest Pizza, and right down the street from Zumo's. And it's a great stop. It's a great place to be. It's a great store, and there's many things to get. So. I love them, and I'm just very excited because, Julie, that was always, like, looming. It's like, oh, man, I got to figure out what I'm – and so now that that's done, I feel like, okay, good, that part of it is over. So that's the plan. So it'll all work out, and, it's going to be good. So I don't know how many times I can say so, Julie. I tend to do that, so I apologize that I just said it again, but it's just a word I use. It's just one of those filler words, Jewel.
That's okay. We're not going to be critiqued. Well, we might, but we won't know it probably.
I always am. That's why I always am. That's why I'm saying it now. Like, excuse my so, but it's what I do.
We excuse your so-sos. It's okay. It's all right. I think that wedding is creeping up really quickly. I didn't realize.
It's 4 months.
In my mind, next year. I don't know why. I mean, I know it's now, but wow, fast. It came up fast.
Yep. It's all moving and grooving.
You're
going
to be busy the next couple of months with that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good busy, of course, but. That's a lot.
That's
a lot to put together. Yeah, it's great.
I do, but I like that kind of busy. I like to be to do that and to, you know, and then my major fundraisers really are after the wedding, and a lot of the some of the planning is in advance. I mean, clearly the planning parts of those two big fundraisers I do for hospice and Broadway, but. You know, in some of the money raising, the fundraising is in advance, but the bulk of it will happen after the wedding. So that's kind of nice. It's the focus of that, and then the focus of, the rest of the one in September and one in November. It's a lot. But you just keep doing. But so it's kind of good, and it's the longest day of the year, which is the summer solstice on the 21st.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it'll be a good time. So we're looking forward to it. A lot of
that's
hours
good.
Of daylight. So
it'll be here before you know it.
Because last year my cousin Kate's daughter Nora got married. It was the 15th of June, and it was at Malatesi's. And I know I spoke about it afterwards, but I want to tell you, Julie, that was the absolute most beautiful day. I think it was the most beautiful day, meaning climate-wise, of the whole summer. It was magnificent. It was gorgeous. The weather was perfect. There was no humidity. It was warm, but not too hot. There was a little bit of a breeze, a nice breeze. It was not one blowing your hair or your dress all over the place. It was absolutely beautiful. She could not have asked for a more perfect day. And being up there at Malatesi's, we were out on the deck for the ceremony. It was beautiful. So we'll see what happens. Sean's church ceremony is the day before at the Sacred Heart Chapel on the University of Scranton's campus. And then they're followed by the rehearsal dinner, which we're having at Mansour's. And then the next day at the Cultural Center, there will be a civil service at the center, and then the cocktail hour, and then the reception. So then the next day, a brunch at Posh, which I know I've said before, but it's going to be a busy weekend, lots happening, and lots of moving parts. So fingers crossed.
My goodness.
Yeah,
I'm exhausted just hearing about it, but it's good. It's wonderful.
I know.
That's a lot.
Yep.
And are you going to have people staying with you during this time too?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Absolutely not. No.
That's probably for the best. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. No one will be with me. And the beauty of having it here is, most of my, if not all of my friends are local, and most of my family, there'll be a few coming from out of town, but not many. And then all of Katie's family will come from out of town because they're all from, the New York area. So, but the kids have friends coming from every direction, as they do when they go to all their. I've never seen two kids who go to so many weddings. It's just unbelievable. That's why this wedding is there. So many people, because between their friends, and then you throw in some of my sprinkling of family and some friends. I said to Sean, we were talking about it. I said, Sean, I hope you understand that I could have added 200, minimum 200 people to this wedding if this was like a no holes barred, big place. Whoa. That we can fit. I said, like, this is what you do. I mean, this is just what happens. So anyway, there's a lot of people, and but you can't help it. You can't help it when you know people and you have big families. It's just what happens. So, yeah. Oh, so we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a special day, and I'm so happy for him. And Katie's a doll, and her mother and father and her brother are delightful. And there's no attendance, which I love. There's no bridesmaids. There's no groomsmen. It's just Tommy and her brother, Billy, on the altar with Katie and Sean. And I think I'm just delighted that there's not all these bridesmaids flitting around and worrying about this, or it's none of that. I'm telling you, I am so delighted. It's like the perfect thing. So I'm so happy. And I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that they both know so many people that it's hard to pick who you're going to have and who you're not, and
right,
who you don't want to offend. And quite honestly, I think some of these people are just like, okay, good, don't ask me, because there's so many, you know, and this can turn into a circus with like,
yeah,
7, 8, 9, 10 brides. No, absolutely. I was,
and there's always
so
drama.
Happy.
So,
oh right,
you have that many people, right?
Keep it simple, baby. Keep it simple. Then you can allow, you can be elaborate in other ways. So it's
right. That was smart.
Yeah, I'm happy they made that decision. But anyway, so enough of wedding talk right now. We are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. And you are listening to the Laurie Cadden Show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, take it away.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing in northeastern Pennsylvania and beyond. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit juliedimmel.com.
Well, Jewel, I've had quite the busy week. Lots of stuff going on, but I was, this Sunday morning, I went to the Federation of Democratic Women, who had a brunch honoring Bob Casey and Matt Cartwright at Fiorelli's. It was packed with people. It was a lovely morning, seeing a lot of people I haven't seen in a while, and some I have, but a lot I didn't, and it was just nice to be there and be in a room full of Democrats. And the ladies did a great job of pulling this off and putting it together and honoring these two fine men who live here in our community. And we've been fortunate to have a United States Senator for the last 16 years. I think it's 16, is it? 18 years. Three terms of 6 years, 18, who lives right here in the city of Scranton in the Hill section, and Matt Cartwright, who lives in this neck of the woods in Moosic. And they're here. They are part of our fabric of our community, and they've done a wonderful job, so it was good to hear them speak and to give praise and thanks to people who have helped them to get to where they were. It's unfortunate that they are not in the position they were in, Matt being as a congressman and Bob Casey as a United States Senator, should not be in those jobs. But the people in the state of Pennsylvania voted, and Bob did not get it, and Matt in his district did not, unfortunately. And, you know, it's, We have a guy who's not from the state of Pennsylvania, who's a state of Pennsylvania rep, U.S. congressman or a U.S. senator, get it right, United States senator. And people think that's okay and voted for him. God only knows why. But anyway, we'll see what happens. And we'll move forward, but it was a great morning, and they did a great job for us and for the people of our community. And we were all very thankful, but they were funny, and it was a nice morning. It was a nice lineup of people who spoke. I, Donna Barbetti, and I, we walked in, and my dear friend Carol Thomas was there, and she goes, "Laurie, there's some seats at the table next to the Casey's and Cartwright's. Come on, I'll put you there." So Donna Barbetti and I sat with Mr. Kanjorski, Congressman Kanjorski, long retired, and Phyllis Mundy, and two of their friends. We were sitting with them, and it was just really nice. And he looks wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And I said, "I'll have what you're having because you look incredible, Mr. Kanjorski." And he was just a nice man. He's very tall and straight, and he just looks great. So, and Phyllis is just a delightful woman. And so it was a great morning, Julie, filled with good people and a lot of good time. So we did that. And then from that side of the county, I took a ride down to Old Forge to spend some time with my five of my best friends from grade school to middle school to high school. Only one of the girls couldn't make it, so there were six of us, and we had a great time. So Francine Ferraro was not able to come, but Lisa Ferraro was there, and Debbie Zika, and Lynn Walsh, and Ruth Krockenberg, and Linda Chuccio, and yours truly. And we had a great afternoon at Deb's house, and just talking about everything that you can possibly imagine that six broads will get together and talk about, and also reliving our, you know, wonderful childhood and the things we did and how much fun we had. And it was just a great, great afternoon. So I was there, and then I got home about, 5:30, and hit the ground running for this week. Was out every day doing things, lots of stuff going on. I was at the downtown deli. I was at the Glider Diner, which I have not been in years. And I think we were talking about this, Julie, that Charlie Lestrange, who owns the Glider, does wonderful catering. And he did Lynn Evans's, God bless her soul, Lynn. Hi, Lynn. Lynn Evans's memorial service, and did a wonderful job because his sister and Lynn and Joni Glover, Lynn's best friend, all grew up and went to school together. And anyway, I got kind of reconnected with Charlie there. And so we've been going down to the Glider. I think I was there once a week for the last 3 weeks, and it's just a nice place to be, good food and good prices. And we just had a real nice time each time we go. We go with a group of friends and just had some fun. So that I did, and stopped at Friendship House and the beautiful new building that is on the corner of Biden and Wyoming Avenue. It's absolutely beautiful. It makes me so proud every time I go by. The Wright Center is in there as well. And sat with Alex Hazori, who does an incredible job running the Friendship House and Advocacy Alliance, and has spent some time there. And also yesterday had lunch at La Cucina for the Lackawanna County Commission for Women. I am the president of the organization, and we needed to it was our first meeting, and we needed to do a little bit of housekeeping and just general get-together of organizational kind of things. And so we had a long lunch at La Cucina, which is where we will be meeting in one of the back rooms. It's always so nice to see our dear friend Marie and Tosha when you walk in. She always makes you feel so welcome, and that's just a great, great place in Dunmore. We also, Julie, I think you know that Donna Barbetti and I started in a women's investment club, right? We've talked about that. And yeah. So we used to belong to another one, and Donna and I left about a year ago, and we decided to start another one, which has been going great. And that's where we do our dinner meetings every other month at La Cucina in one of the back rooms. They have two nice size rooms in the back to do private parties, or actually two organizations could be in there at the same time because there's doors and dividers, so it works out great. And so we were there, and they always do a wonderful job. And just a group of 25 or so women yesterday, and going over the work that's done on the commission, and looking forward to a good year of good stuff with a lot of these new ladies who were appointed. They had to reapply and had to be appointed by the commissioners. And So that happened, and that took place yesterday. So it's just been a busy week, Joel. Lots going on. Visiting our friends at Studio RD, your favorite place, and mine.
Yeah, they're great.
And Sanderson State Street, which Taryn cuts my hair, and Stephanie Gilroy is my colorist and my manicurist. So it was a beautification week as well as a busy week of other things. So when I tell you it's been boom, 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 it's been boom, boom, boom. How about you?
My goodness, it doesn't even begin to compare. No, I've really been hunkered down working on things at home and working on work. So I don't think I have been out hardly at all this week. Trying to think.
Well, you were grocery shopping one day because you and I were having that conversation.
No, I should have stock in Wegmans for sure. But yeah, it was a very much stay at home kind of week, and sometimes I need that to get caught up on things. So yes, but you know what? I think that you have been out and about enough for both of us. So
well, Julie, as you know, I say that because when you work from your home, which you do as well, your office is at your house, my office is here. I don't have to go out to do my job. So I do I can be, you know, on a golf course or at a restaurant or anywhere else doing my job, because it's all about asking and being and doing and being in the right spot at the right time and meeting this one and talking to that one. And so I can be anywhere with what I do. So I don't have to have all of these outside things. I mean, I love to be out because I am that social person, but I this week just was a little extraordinary because there's just so much, including the weekend, which usually, you know, the weekends I are kind of like sacred time for me. I try to be, and I was out Friday night too. We were down in Wilkes-Barre visiting Deb Dudley, and we went to La Tolteca on Mundy Street with Tommy, my son, and Meyer, and Randy, and Doug Smith, and I, and we all went down and had dinner with Deb. So, I mean, we've just been out and about. It's just been, it has been a busy week.
A lot of gallivanting.
Dinners and lunches and running. Yeah, gallivanting is the word. But there are some weeks like yours that I don't have to do that either. I don't have to be out, and I feel okay with that. And, you know, that leads me to a question. Do you consider yourself to be, and I watched some stuff, it was a reel, I think, on Instagram, and then on the Today Show this morning, Al Roker asked, it was a pre-recorded show, I don't know why, but it was pre-recorded, and he asked Dylan Dreyer and Craig Melvin, do they consider themselves introverts? And Oprah was on this reel, and someone asked her, do you consider yourself to be an introvert? And she said, yes. And then all of these shows. Yeah, it does. It does, because I would never suggest that she is an introvert. I would never say she's an introvert. But today on the Today Show, Al was talking about because Craig Melvin said, well, can you be an extrovert in one way and an introvert in others? And he said, funny you should say that, because yes, there are some versions of that. And so it tells you what you like to do. And, you know, I think people who read and who can have complete solitude like that, and I know Oprah, not that I know her personally, but what I think I know about her, that those are things she likes to do. And so you can be social because you have to, but it doesn't mean you're an extrovert. I don't know. What do you consider yourself, and what do you think I would consider myself?
Well, I think you're an extrovert. I do.
Yeah.
Most of the time. And I think I am most of the time an introvert. Although, like Oprah, when I'm on, I'm on. And many times throughout my career, I have needed to be and enjoyed being out a lot. When I worked as a reporter and when I have had different roles in PR where I was doing a lot of public speaking and presentations and outreach, yes, then you're not so much an introvert in those situations. And I really did love that, and I do love that. But by nature, I am a homebody. I can keep to myself. I can not talk to people outside of my family for a couple of days, and I'm okay. Like, it doesn't bother me. But I know other people
who that would absolutely melt down. That would not work for them. And so, you know, Everybody's different. But yeah, I think you and I have an introvert extrovert kind of thing going on here. And I think that's a nice, I actually think that works really well.
Well, it's a good blend. Yeah, I think when you're an Aquarius, though, you can be, I know I am. I get energy from other people. So people's energy fuels my energy, and then I can just be on. I do like to be alone. I want to be alone, but I can be and enjoy being alone. But I'm not comfortable after I could, it's only for short periods of time. Then I like to talk. And even if I am alone, I'm not really alone because I'm on the phone or I'm just talking. I just like to talk and communicate and to be with people. People fuel, you know, they it drives my boat. It makes me feel better. I can feel like kind of like, I don't feel that great. And the minute I get around people, as much as people can drive you crazy as anyone else, as anyone can,
right.
I love to be around them. It's almost like a need. I have to be around people because it just gives me good energy. Even if it's like they're annoying the you know what out of me, I still find that energy I get from that like really good. So that's why I would say yes. I am, but I do see, because I can't even read. I can't, as much as I love to read, like sit, I can't even do that without thinking, oh, who should I talk to? Where should I go? What should it be? So I'm not good on doing things like that. I'm not.
That's okay.
But that's my story. But that seemed to be the question of the week. I just saw things on Instagram and different things. Do you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert? So maybe it's good to think about that take away when you're thinking, well, am I or am I not? I mean, really, what do I really like to do? And I think there are points in our lives where we can, or certain aspects of what we do in our lives that would look more and do, and you do enjoy more of being an introvert than the opposite of it to be an extrovert. So those are all, but that's cool. I just think that's neat to understand that and to know that about yourself, to be able to answer the question.
Right.
So
we got it covered.
Anyway. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we're good. We're going to end the show, and we will see you next week. And as always, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for listening to us. We will be back next week. Have a wonderful rest of your week and weekend, and talk soon. In the meantime, be safe and please be nice. Okay, bye.